Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Welcome to a new week, fun episode. I feel like fall is in full swing, and I feel like, I don't know if this is just me because it's my favorite season, but I feel like fall goes by the fastest. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of duration of the season, I feel like fall is so quick and there's so many things I want to do, so many jackets or like transitional pieces I want to style, but it goes by so fast. I feel like I'm running out of time.
Yeah, it does go by so fast. And speaking of which, I actually have to stop myself this week from filming. I ordered a pair of winter boots and I'm like, okay, I can't, I'm going to ruin this for everyone if I post like a winter haul. So like, you're right. Yeah, it does go by really fast because the fact that I'm already shopping for winter is like a problem.
Yeah.
But it's October this week. So
yes.
That's crazy.
And it's officially fall, like on the calendar. So we are in fall, despite the fact that it's still 80 degrees in San Diego. But
it's fire season in Southern California, which means it's like the highest risk for fires because it's dry and really, really hot.
Yeah.
So that's a little fun fact if you're not from California.
Yeah. So I just want to live in fall forever. And it's just my favorite season. And I feel like the inspo that I see on Pinterest and just the explore feed and anything, I love it so much. It just sets my soul on fire, fills my soul. It just makes me so happy to see. So I'm just like, I just wish this would like go by slower, because I know, like, I think because of the holidays it makes it go by faster, because then people are posting about Halloween, and then people are posting October, about,
it's like it's November, which means holiday season, and everyone's right. Already in excited for Christmas, and so then it's actually winter in November. So fall is actually only 1 month, which
no,
is
literally
it's actually just September and like part of October.
Yeah. But anyways, we have a fun episode for you guys this week, just about brand usage and content and unauthorized usage and what to do and just some terminology and some experiences that we've had to share with you guys, because I feel like we got a lot of questions on this topic. But before we dive in, we have our updates and influences. So I feel like for updates, I can't believe I'm in my third trimester. My third trimester just started like this week, which is so crazy.
So crazy. I feel like you told me you were pregnant like a week ago.
No, I know.
How fast time flies.
Like so crazy. So yeah, third trimester. I feel like the main symptom that people talk about before the whole actual giving birth thing, but like being in your third trimester is just kind of exhaustion and being tired. And I feel like I definitely feel that. Like I will not do something. Like I'll not do really anything for the day and I'll be so tired. And I'll be like, why am I so tired? Have no motivation. Obviously, I'm tired because I'm growing a human. But in your head, you're just like, what is going on? Or like going up the stairs, you're just like winded after going up and you're like,
do you think
God.
It like got a little bit better in the second trimester and then hit again in the third?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think second trimester was the best. Like I had the most amount of energy, felt good, was eating food normally, like more normal to my daily routine, like not having to make as many adjustments. And then now that I'm in my third trimester, I don't know if it's like a mental thing where I'm like, oh, I'm in my third trimester now, I'm going to be exhausted, or like, so I don't know if it's like in my head or if I'm actually exhausted or just both. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's kind of third trimester. And then I feel like that's when like a lot of things actually start to happen. So even though when you're tired and exhausted, like that's when a lot of people do baby showers and maternity shoots, because that's when you're like bumping the most. Obviously like building the nursery and prepping everything. So it's like, even though you're exhausted, there's still all these kind of major things that you still kind of have to check off the list. So need to do that. But yeah, just third trimester things.
Yeah, and you have a stunning baby shower coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're doing two. We're doing one for Andrew's friends and then one for my friends, just because his friends just wouldn't appreciate the prettiness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously a girly baby shower, and then I wouldn't invite them. And I feel like he still likes to, I think it's nice for him to celebrate with his friends too, because he's really excited. And I would say the majority of his friends have kids now, or like they just had kids. So a lot of like babies for sure. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's fun for him, and it's an excuse to, as you get older, to see your friends. Because I feel like you see your friends less and less once everyone starts having kids, because then everyone's just busy. So it was a good excuse for him to see all his friends again. And then mine is going to be obviously the pretty Instagram aesthetic one.
No, wait.
So yeah, super excited for that. But yeah, that's pretty much beginning of the third trimester update. That's all for now. Some other things going on. Fashion weeks in Europe are in full swing. I feel like Milan Fashion Week was really good this year. Gucci like did their, they didn't do a show, they did like a, it was kind of like a TV episode, a short film, I don't know what you want to call it. Did you see that?
I saw
it's like people, a 30 minute episode so, or short film where Demi Moore stars in it, and it's like all the outfits in the show are from the new Gucci line, and they didn't do a runway because I think they're the next one, next Fashion Week in February is when they'll debut runway, because they have a new creative director, Demna, who's the guy behind the scandalous Balenciaga shoot. So he's at Gucci now, and yeah, and then apparently this collection is available for like a month, and it's really stunning. And also, side note, the Gucci belts, the double G's, are back. So girlies, okay, go pull out your Gucci belts.
I'm screaming. I really wonder if it's actually going to be back, or if like they're going to try to make it be back, and then people like refuse to bring out a Gucci belt. But if Hailey Bieber like, wears it hers, then you know,
it's like it was all over the show. They like made these stunning earrings with the Gigi logo, like big.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that like right after this. What a cute idea! Like, such a cute idea.
Yeah, and the like red carpet part was really cool too, because they were all wearing the outfit.
That's what I saw. I saw Alex Consani.
Yes,
like so iconic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw like outside the red carpet, I guess, but I don't.
Yeah. So then they went inside to watch the film, but it's all on YouTube if you guys want to watch. So that was really good. But I feel like all the shows were so good. Also, side note, like Ferrari has a clothing line and it's stunning, like stunning coats. You would not expect. No, apparently not. I don't know why.
Okay, that's
I've literally never heard of it until this year. I'm like, oh, you just tie a coat when you buy your car? I don't know.
Yeah, like, so cute. Luxury. Yeah. Like, everyone knows it's, like, an extremely luxurious car brand, so why not add clothing to that?
And it was a lot different than you would expect. Like, I don't think there was the crazy logos. It wasn't, like, bright red. Like, it was honestly really chic. So, I saw that. I'm trying to think of anything else that I saw. Just Giorgio Armani and...
So cute.
Yeah, that one was really beautiful with a bunch of candles and a live pianist.
I saw people commenting on Versace's show.
Oh, yes.
I saw that.
Unfortunately, that one was interesting. People were saying it was giving Miu Miu, but no, I don't know. It was a very interesting
show. Yeah, I know. I saw like mixed things. I love just watching all of them. I need to go back and actually watch them all, but I love like the girlies, you know, Jewel, who comments on all of them.
Yeah.
And I love just seeing the commentary around it. It's very fun. And next up is Paris, I think this week, right?
Yeah, I feel like all of our friends are going. I feel like I saw everyone post about getting on their flight, landing in Paris, and I'm like, I will be stalking all your stories if you're in Paris right now, because I'm just obsessed.
Yeah,
so exciting and fun to watch, just like knowing we've been there, you know. and then watching from home. So you are into that. Paris Fashion Week is starting, so all the live shows should be coming up this week. So make sure you check out your favorite designers so you can watch the shows go live. I think it's always so fun. But yeah, more on things we saw on Instagram this week. I feel like just some random tidbits to share with you guys. Don't know if you guys have seen these things or done these things, but figured we would share. Do you want to share yours first?
Yes. Also, I forgot. I think there's an air show this weekend. So I'm like trying
to. Oh, yeah. Mute. In San Diego.
Yeah. I'm trying to mute my mic because now I'm hearing them. So we'll see.
Oh, interesting. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, it's the.
Kind of close to
is it the Blue?
Yeah, I think Angels? So. And I think it's in Miramar.
Side note on that, I think there's a documentary on Netflix about it. There's a document on Netflix about something, and it's really cool. Like, really freaking cool. It is
that. Yeah. So if you guys hear some, like, really loud noises, it's probably the air show.
And just, like, some jets flying by your house.
Yeah, I'm like, I wonder if it started at 3. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my recording. But anyways, first off, I feel like this could be a good segment we do every week, like what we saw on Instagram. If we see something interesting, we'll just add it into the episode. But this week I got a notification saying that they're adding in facial. I think they called it facial recognition. I hate when you get the notification and then you click okay and then it's just like gone forever. I wish I remembered exactly what it said, but it was like this little blurb about facial recognition and how it's like they're making an attempt to identify people who are pretending to be you or people using your content, which is honestly amazing. I really hope they like fine-tune that to be very exact, because we were just talking about this, but we had another content creator friend who posted about how they flagged accounts that seemed like they were trying to be her, and then she went to the accounts and they were not at all trying to be her. Like, maybe they looked like her a little bit. So I feel like we're not quite there yet, and that's so interesting. I definitely haven't gotten a flag of like some of profiles that they've identified that like are using my content or anything like that, but I got like the heads up they're working on something like that, which would be so cool. Like, even just the inspo accounts, like if I don't approve you using my content, I really do not think it should be allowed. Like, there's so many inspo accounts, which is great, we love inspo, but like I feel like they make some of these inspo accounts, like they're very strategic, they make money from creating this huge following, but it's literally just from using other people's content, and I just don't think that should be allowed if the creator didn't approve it at first. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should be able to approve your image, and I hope that's where Instagram is going. And you know what, Pinterest, we'd love to see the same thing from you as well, but we're getting somewhere with it. AI is being used for good, maybe, potentially. Yeah, that's what I saw. What about you?
Okay, mine I don't think is like a new thing. Also, I haven't gotten that notification yet on that. And I actually think I just got the map thing last week. So, not sure how they roll this out, but okay, so for me this week, I will do this every so often, but I feel like I've been more on top of it lately just because I've had more downtime to sit on my phone and go do this, and it's very tedious. But in your following, I've been like kind of cleansing and purging of accounts that are like not active, the ones that have their following 7,500 people, zero followers, zero posts, no profile pic type situation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've been trying to go through and like clean out those kind of followers, or just followers from other countries who aren't in kind of like the target demographic. And one thing I noticed, if you go to your followers, on the top it has categories and then it has creators and deactivated accounts. So if you go into your deactivated accounts, from my understanding, I try to do a little research on this, but there's not a lot of direct information, I would say, but basically, if you go to deactivated accounts, I'm assuming this is people who have deactivated their account, not Instagram deactivating their accounts. But Yeah. So I think this list is a list of deactivated accounts that people deactivated. And you can deactivate your account and then reactivate it. So you're not deleting your account, basically. So I just used this list as a good way to kind of go through and screen some followers. And like, it was like kind of high. It was in the thousands. And I got it down to about 200, I would say. And some of them are like people that I know who have deactivated their account. So I'm not going to remove them because, like, if they come back, I still want them in my following list. But I feel like it does kind of pinpoint and point out accounts that maybe you don't want. And because it's so hard to do this on Instagram, because there's no way to filter your followers, there's no way to like categorize or anything. Whenever Instagram creates any type of list for followers, I feel like that's a good opportunity to kind of go through and cleanse and just kind of evaluate and look and whatnot. You can go through your deactivated accounts, and then if you see account, you can't see any information about it. You just basically have the username and their name. But I feel like you can kind of tell if it's an account that you don't want following you. Say it's just a bunch of random letters like xyz.xyz. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, that's probably spam. Awesome. You can remove it. So then if they come back to Instagram and they reactivate their account, then they won't be following you anymore if they do come back. So I feel like with my downtime, I've been kind of going through that and doing that, but I feel like it's just a good way to kind of help cleanse. That way, if those accounts do come back, they're not in your following anymore. And it's just helping you kind of through that cleanse and purge phase, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that does make sense. I honestly was wondering what that list was for. And also, speaking of which, do you still have the flag followers list? Because I don't.
I have it, but there's nothing in it, and there hasn't been anything in it for a long time, so I don't.
Okay.
But I still get followers who should be on this list.
Right. Like, I feel like maybe they took it away because there were so many complaints. Maybe it'll come back and be a lot better and fine-tuned, but
yeah
same.
And then on the deactivated accounts, if you remove them, it doesn't affect your following number, like the amount of people who follow you, because those accounts have already been taken out of your account. So even though that shouldn't be our top concern, if you are concerned about that, removing them isn't going to affect anything because they're already gone. It's just if they do come back, do you want them like counting towards your following, basically, for your demographics? If that makes sense.
I'm kind of surprised they even made a list for that. I feel like that's like,
why would we want to see who's deactivated?
We wouldn't even know because they're not in our following. But I mean, good to know, because then we could like permanently.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so
interesting. Why I was like, this is a very interesting feature that they have, and like not the flagged like being active. I don't know. So yeah, just some things we thought we would share with you guys that we saw this week on Instagram. Yeah, diving in to our influences, what is your influence of the week this week?
Okay, my influence of the week is literally just the reverse Google image search. I literally use this multiple times throughout the day, and I feel like not enough people know about this, so I'm spreading the good word, okay? If you ever need to figure out where something is from, you literally just have to screenshot whatever it is, and I'm talking like a purse, a pair of shoes, anything, even a hotel. Okay. I've been doing this with locations and hotels and anything that I could possibly want to know where something is from. You screenshot it, type in Google reverse image search, and there's like this button where you upload an image into Google, and then it'll just show you everything like that it identifies with that image in mind. And it is so much more precise than Pinterest, because I know Pinterest has it, but Google is like, so, oh my God, I literally could screenshot a little part of someone's photo, and sometimes it'll show me where it is. Like, it'll tell me like what the location is. Yeah, it shouldn't be called reverse Google image search. It should just be called like gatekeep, anti-gatekeep, because I swear I'm finding everything. I'm like, wow, I feel unstoppable. Like, I feel like I have this little thing people don't know about. However, someone told me about this, and then I felt like, oh, maybe everyone knows about this, but I don't think they do. So this is so helpful.
Do you do it on your phone or is desktop?
Yeah, I just do it on my phone. Like, I literally, okay. I don't know if it's on the Google homepage, but I just type in Google reverse image and like then there's like a little camera button, and then I click that and put it into Google. And I've noticed that TikTok is trying to do something like this, like, but with their clothes people wear on TikTok, like now it says find similar and you click on it and it'll like find a bunch of places where you can buy it. But yeah, I just think the Google one is so good because obviously there's so many images on Google and it's just very, very, very precise. I have found everything that I've been looking for. Like if someone posts something, I just screenshot it and I find it. Like it's great. Truly, it's great. So there you go. It's going to change your guys' life too because sometimes people don't tag things. You love can that. Easily find it. Yes.
Cool.
So yeah, love that. What is your influence of the week?
My influence of the week is I feel like I'm trying to just like purge my closet, get rid of a bunch of old stuff, and then kind of revamp it with things that I think I'm gonna wear after birth, or like things to make things easy after birth. So like so my influence this week is just cozy, like chic matching sets, whether that's like a sweat set, a knit set, just like sets that are easy to throw on. So I feel like I've ordered a couple in the past few weeks. Like Aloe came out with burgundy stuff for fall as one of their colorways. So I got the iconic, their sweatshirt, sweatpants set, love but it. In the burgundy. Because I feel like for me, when I'm lounging at home, I find myself usually just gravitating towards like a good pair of sweats and like to be comfy. So I'm trying to think like, okay, postpartum, how am I going to make it easy to like get dressed, but like still feel and look cute? Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of where my mindset is. So I bought the Aloe set that I'm really excited about because it's super comfy. Ew. I also bought this like knit, I think you would call it knit set from Elwood. It's like kind of like fuzzy pants, but like knit. And on the leg, it says Elwood. And then it's like the matching sweatshirt that says Elwood on it. Yeah, just like cozy fall vibes or fall winter, cozy lounging at home vibes, but like trying to be cute and still feel put together and not just like wearing oversized tees and like gray sweats, you know what I mean? Like trying to elevate it. Who knows if I will wear it, but that is the goal and the plan. Yeah. And then I got this other set from Revolve. It's Helsa. It's, I don't even know what the material is, but it's really cute. It's just like a matching, I think it would be considered a knit set, but the pants are kind of balloon-esque where they kind of like go out a little bit, but it's still like really cute. But I just feel like anything that's a matching set will be a really easy go-to and you don't have to think about putting an outfit together. Like you just wear the set. So I feel like that was my influence the past week because I feel like I bought a couple sets to motivate me to get rid of my old stuff and to have my new stuff to be ready. So yeah.
Love that. That's such a good idea, honestly. Like I could use that now doing that.
Yeah. I need to like go through all my sweats, get rid of the ones that like I don't wear anymore.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, I want my style to be a certain way. So if like things don't align anymore, like time to give up and move on. And if you know me, that's like really hard for me to do. So yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. So buying new sets to motivate me to get I'm like, okay, things. If I buy this new one, then I need to get rid of like five old ones. So yeah. That's where I'm right now. So
yeah,
that is my influence this week. So just getting all the cozy fall things ready, basically. So
love it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, diving in to this week's episode, I feel like this is going to be a really good one because it's more on the technical side. And I feel like there's always a lot of questions around this. And I feel like we both have different, unique experiences towards this. And I feel like that's kind of what every experience is. Like they're not, it's not just like a general thing that happens. Like it's a very, when it happens to you, it's a very interesting situation you find yourself in. So we felt like it'd be a good time to just kind of walk through it and go through just, again, unauthorized usage, when brands use your content, whitelisting, how to charge, usage rates, all that. So basically just diving in and understanding usage rights. So basically when someone says usage, I feel like that's such a weird word if you keep saying it. When someone says usage, that's just like the brand's right to use usage, mm-hmm. your content in a paid capacity is how mm-hmm. I look at it.
Yeah, like there's two types, organic usage and paid usage.
Yes.
So organic is not obviously the paid version. It's like it's organic usage is you giving the brand permission to repost your content on like their socials and that's it.
But like, I feel like brands try to be sneaky with this and they say, oh, we'd love to use your content organically in our newsletter, which is a no-no because exactly. You have to think about it. If anything has paid spend behind it, that is paid usage. So any ads you see, any newsletter, any website, anything that they are putting ad spend behind to drive sales for themselves is usage. So it's like truly, I think, organic. And honestly, like even reposting on their socials where they can tag a product that links directly to their website is like still potentially making sales for them. Mark. So like, I feel like you have to be so careful, but sometimes brands will DM you and be like, oh my gosh, we love this image of you. We'd love to use it organically on our social channels. Mm-hmm. Like, let us know if that's okay. And I feel like it just depends on your relationship with the brand, how you feel about it, how you could potentially turn that into an opportunity with the brand or to build the relationship with them and make it like very clear in your response. Like if you do say yes, like yes, organic shares only. Like when I respond to a brand like that in my DMs, I will literally make sure I say it out. Like yes, not just yes, but like yes, organic shares only. So that mm-hmm. like if there's anything that comes up down the road where it's not what you agreed to, you have that proof or screenshot to be like, I said this only, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So
yeah, brands really do love to get sneaky with it. Just remember, like, just because you tag a brand too. Also, this is another thing. I feel like brands are confusing. They just think when you tag them, like, it's giving them the right to repost it organically. I still feel like it's
proper etiquette.
Like good etiquette to just ask someone permission to use your photo and your content, but especially just because you tag a brand doesn't mean that they get access to this content now, especially again if you paid for it. Like oh my gosh, I feel like brands do know this though, but they are playing the oh my gosh, we're so sorry, we like outsourced an agency and they don't
know. Idea,
we didn't know. And I kind of feel like they do, so like whatever. But yeah, just because you tag a brand, it does not mean that they get access to this content. And I feel like that's the issue we're running into right now, especially. Mm-hmm.
So just like real quick, just so you guys know, the difference between organic and paid is basically organic is like if they're reposting on their social channels only and making sure you tell them they need to tag you for credit. Like I always say, like, yes, organic socials only, please make sure to tag me mm-hmm. because obviously it needs to be like beneficial, mutually beneficial in some capacity. And then paid is basically they need permission in any situation that's paid usage, but that just means any ad spend behind it where they are paying to promote it and or driving sales with it to their product and website. So if there's any sort of money being spent or made, mm-hmm. then there's paid usage. And then that's when the usage rates come into play where brands pay you. And then this is like huge in the UGC content community where brands will pay you to use your content to post in ads, etc. But this is just a PSA. If you see another creator in a paid ad as you're scrolling through Instagram, I always try my best to send it to them just to make sure they are aware of it, because we have found out, and this has happened multiple times, that brands can hide, they can like block specific people from ads. So they can mm-hmm. say they're going to run an ad on your content that you tagged them in. They can block you from seeing it. So you'll never know. So like if you ever see an ad and you're like, oh, I know her, I follow her, or like that's my friend, send it to them and be like, hey babe, just wanted to let you know I saw this, wanted to make sure like they had rights to use it. Like I feel like every creator, like whenever someone does that for me, I appreciate it so much. Like it's like,
yeah,
because I wouldn't so see it otherwise.
Sweet. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like it's easy for me to be scrolling and then if I see an ad, I'll be like, oh, that's so cute. Like, cute of them to do that. Like, whatever. They really might not know. And this happened to me last week, actually. Someone sent me an ad and I'm honestly surprised they sent it to me just because, again, my mentality would have been, oh, that's so cute. Like, so cute. Mm-hmm. She's working with them. But I genuinely had no idea this brand had ads of me. And I bought the item. And that's the freaking worst part because I bought the item and they're running ads behind it. Like, actually, are you kidding me? I'm pissed all over again. That is so crazy. Like, that's seriously so crazy. It's literally theft. Okay. So anyways, yes, just send ads you see of your friends because they come and go really fast because usually they're on stories. Like, mm-hmm, you'll be scrolling.
I feel like that's the main place I see them.
Yeah. And then they're gone. So you can't actually see them again if like you scroll past them. But anyway, so little story time. This girl sent me this ad, had no idea the brand was doing that. And I think I just like was rusty on this. And so I put it into ChatGPT asking them to write the email for me, like to send them an invoice. And like I just didn't want to leave anything out. So I put that in there. And then ChatGPT actually told me how to literally find and look up the ad, which was so amazing. Love chat. Okay.
Yeah.
So didn't know you could do this.
So listen up, ladies.
Yeah. I kind of feel like this maybe is a new feature or we just did not know about it. But so if you want to look it up, if a brand is running an ad on your content, the only thing is you have to know the brand you're looking for because you have to search the brand in the Meta Ads library. So you go on to Meta Ads library, just Google that. And then there's a search bar. You just type in the brand and then it'll literally show you every single active ad they have running, which was amazing to see. Like I could scroll and scroll and scroll every single active ad. It has everything. It has the duration, when it started, when it's end. I think when it's ending, I can't remember. Actually, maybe not when it's ending, but when it started, like how long it was, like everything. So I screenshotted that. First and foremost, wasn't even going to send it to them because I wanted them to come clean. And then I would have just sent them the receipts right away if they were like, no, we're not running that, you know? So, you know, get your receipts, have it all lined up. And then I think my email was just like, it was super simple. I think I just said like, super happy you loved my content. I actually bought this item and I was kind of surprised to see it as an ad because I did not grant any sort of usage. And I do have a rate for this. Could you please send me the duration and which platforms this is on so I'm able to send over an accurate invoice? That's it. Okay. And they responded literally so fast, which was so funny. And they apologized. They said, luckily, everything they said was the truth. Like it was only up for 23 hours. So I didn't end up sending that invoice because I'm not going to prorate my rate to 23 hours, but they took it down immediately and they did blame it on an agency. They said, and who knows if that's true or not, but they said an agency they were using like didn't know and they just started running the ads and they put it on the like do not use list in their like content library. So yeah, maybe they don't know. But then, oh, and I actually did ask if they would, I asked something about a partnership like too, because I love this brand. I literally do. And I wanted it to be as nice as possible in my email because I want to work with them. They're not a brand that works with a lot of creators. And so I was happy with their response and they offered to send me some things. And if they had partnerships coming up that I would like be in mind and maybe that's a courtesy, don't know. But regardless, their stuff is very expensive. So would love if they sent me something. So it ended up working out. They were very truthful and honest, and I appreciate how quickly they responded. And this is definitely not the case with every brand. So you just kind of have to have your receipts ready.
Yes.
I feel like send a nice email, but not too nice. Like we're still professional and we're standing our
still
ground.
Still confident and firm.
Yes. Like, we are not taking advantage.
Yeah. And you guys know, like, my story with pepper mayo that I've talked about, I don't know what episode, but it's in an episode if you want to hear that tea. But basically, I did the same thing, except they had used my photo in a email blast. And I bought the dress. And so they unfortunately were not upfront with me and like, like they were like, oh, we can unsend the email. And I'm like, literally, no, you can't. Respectfully, no, that's not how that works. And they kept like brushing it off, trying to like not acknowledge it. I kept sending the invoice. It was $800. Like, this was not a crazy invoice. And same thing, I asked, like, it was in a newsletter, like, I don't know which target markets this went to, all this stuff. And they were just trying to gaslight me basically. And no, we'll unsend the email and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. Anyways, they were very not professional about the whole situation. And it did leave a very bad taste in my mouth. And I feel like that's when they kind of changed their policies of how they work with creators. So I know a lot of girls do gifted with them. I advise you to be very careful when you are accepting their terms and conditions, because from my understanding, after my situation with them, they change their terms and conditions to, even if you buy something from them or it's gifted, they have the right to use it in any capacity they want, basically. And yes, I know they have cute stuff. And yes, I know it's like all over social media, but I'm just telling you to protect yourself and just be careful. If you do accept that, know what you're accepting so that they don't take advantage of you. But that's like another side note on the situation, is I feel like I subscribe to brands, newsletters that I work with, and that from my personal email, and just brands in general who I'm like, maybe get a little bit of a sketch vibe from, because then if you sign up for their emails and you get the email and your content is in it, because this also happened to me with Tony Bianco, who I freaking love with my whole heart, but unfortunately they used my content in, it was a story ad too, just like swiping, oh, there's me, and in email newsletter marketings. And the first time, like, went and said the same thing, like, so happy you love my content, I love, you know, your products, I actually bought these myself, and again, not cheap, who's the best person I can send an invoice to for this, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh, we're so sorry, didn't mean to do this, like, whatever. And I was like, okay, I really want to keep a good relationship with them. So the first time I let it slide, and then they literally did the same thing. I'm not joking. One calendar year later, like to the week, And I was like, okay, no, like, not letting it slide this time. And I think they put me on like a do not repost list, because I feel like I haven't obviously seen anything like that since then, obviously. And they like were not very happy about the invoice, but I'm like, okay, what do you expect? I was so polite and nice the first time, I let it go, and then you go and do it again. And so yeah, unfortunately I think that kind of upset them, and now I pay for any Tony Bianco shoes that I want. But I still feel good about the stance that I took with them, because as creators, like, that's not fair. Like, you just cannot use content that we spent our own money on, time to create the content, posting it, engaging, whatever, and then they just run it in an ad. Like, that's just not,
it's how so it works. Disrespectful, I feel like.
Especially these days, like, they know. Like, you can, unless it's like a small brand, maybe, but for the most part, in my opinion, they know. They all know what they're doing. And like, you can't just like take someone else's, like, you would never do this in any other industry. So, you know what I mean? Like, you just,
I know, like, just blatantly, it is really crazy to think about it in that way. And speaking of which, this just reminded me, I forgot to like tell you about this, but did a girl, one of the girlies DM you? Okay. Yes. So she in, first of all, this is going to be a real time conversation, because I don't even know how to go about this. Like, are you,
I don't think
do
you can.
So pretty much this girl sent us a bunch of screenshots. She in is like fully using content that we've posted like a year or two ago. as the literal cover image of like something they're selling. Like they're selling the same like knockoff piece of whatever we're wearing. I honestly might
reach out to my management and be like, what would you guys do about this? Because I feel like these, like, unfortunately, these big Chinese corporations, they like take the photo and they like AI change the face, or they like,
I feel like this is a new way of stealing content. It's actually so crazy.
Or they like cut the face off, so it's just your body melted. I think that's what mine is. And it was like this top I wore at New York Fashion Week like 2 or 3 years ago. Like,
yeah. And I love so how crazy. Like your face wasn't in it, and she still like the girl knew it was you, which is so cute. But it's, yeah, that's just another, I think that's another new way these like sketchy brands are now marketing.
I know this brand has really good like styles and whatnot, but that Commence brand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They do this with images where they will take the image of someone wearing something that looks similar and theirs is the dupe. And then they will either cut off the face or AI change the face to make it look like a different person, but like use your content. So I get very nervous to work with brands like that in any capacity, let alone they don't really align with like my content pillars. But if you do work with those kinds of brands, you have to be so, so careful that they're not just literally pulling your images and using them on their website. And then someone, I see this happen to big creators too. I saw two big creators last week post about two different situations where someone was running an illegal ad and their followers bought it because they thought that they were working with them, got the product in the mail, and it was really bad quality, like not like the photos, obviously. And it's just like, how are we as creators supposed to manage this?
Protect like, ourselves against that and like protect our followers from that? Because I feel like we're in this period of also AI where I feel like they can alter it a little bit. But even not even with AI, like they are just blatantly stealing content and then creating duplicates of what we're wearing. So there's like, it's the Wild West right now in that sense. Like there's no like legal, I mean, you can go after them. I feel like people are finding out how expensive it is on the creator side to actually follow through and go after brands,
especially if they're not in the US, because I am not joking, I think I spent over $5,000 on lawyers trying to go after Pepper Mayo, and the outcome was basically like, what would basically happen is they would go to court in Australia with the Australian lawyer that I hired. And if the judge like agreed in favor of me and I win, quote unquote, the case, then I still have to collect from Pepper Mayo, and they could still refuse to pay me after all of that. And then like with Australian law, like they don't have a copyright law like the US does. Like there's copyright infringement laws in the US where you could have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. But in Australia, it's like based off sales made from that one specific image or graphic or whatever. And obviously you have no idea. So like, is it even worth it? I don't know. Is it going to be less than the lawyer fees? And then, so if like they don't even pay you, you could put a lien on their business, but that doesn't mean anything unless they like go bankrupt or try to sell it. And then they have to pay off this lien that you put on their business.
So that's insane. And I think these brands are figuring that out. However, they don't know how much money you have. So like always say that you will legally take action or like you will take legal action, because especially they do not know how much money.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they don't know how much money you're willing to spend. And like maybe it's literally, you know, way more. So always like say that, I guess. Like if I don't know. It is really crazy, and like would love to do more research into this and see like what actually we can do. But right now, there's not a ton, and I hope that we change. Like, I hope there's more laws to be made about stealing other people's content and taking action with that, but I don't know what
I feel like for the most part, when you bring up taking legal action or lawyers, that does scare a lot of brands, because then they're like, oh, shoot, she's serious. So I feel like that is always a good tactic, especially if they are based in the US. Then you have a lot of better chances of being successful there. It just unfortunately would cost a lot of money up front. But I think usually when you bring up lawyers, that's when brands start to take it seriously. Because I know like a lot of creators will post on their close friends like, oh, this brand stole my content. I've emailed and emailed. They ghost me. And then I brought up like, I'll be taking legal action. And they responded immediately. So I think
sometimes you just got to throw it out there. And And obviously you can always call them out. Like that's even worse sometimes, I feel like. If you like say you're going to like spread awareness to your audience or community about like this situation, because like, I don't know, people are, I feel like lines are being blurred right now with taking content, and I really hope more is done about that and more laws or something is done, because right now it's happening to a lot of people.
And it's also super important too, just to make sure, like we said earlier, screenshot all the everything you see, and then look it up on Meta Ads Library, which Danielle talked about how to do that. We think TikTok is coming up with something similar as well, but you just want to have your receipts and be ready.
Yeah, chat told me TikTok Creative Center, you can look up your ad or an ad a brand is running. I actually didn't try this yet. And then it also suggested my influence of the week, which is Google Lens reverse image search. I'm not sure. Like maybe it would work if you know what photo is being run and you screenshot the photo and maybe put it in to Google just to see. But yeah, definitely Meta Ads Library and TikTok Creative Center. And create your own case, create your own paper trail with that.
And then obviously make sure when you're doing your brand partnerships and collaborations, you are checking your whitelisting and usage clauses in your contracts. So just a little refresh, making sure you're reading through these sections, because they are so, so important. Because I feel like when, again, when we first started, they wouldn't really be in contracts, or if they were, we didn't really know what that meant. So everyone just kind of skipped over it and signed. But now that we're educated and aware, always, like, if you don't have management reviewing this for you, like, make sure you're reading this section and just seeing, like, I feel like a standard thing would be, you know, where they say usage for however, like, 30 days from date of posting. And, like, the term is maybe 1 year. Something like that. Like, that is very standard, but obviously that's going to be included in your rates. But again, if you're seeing the words like perpetual, what are the keywords we search? Perpetual.
Perpetual,
in perpetuity. Perpetuity. Yes.
Like, I feel like they've been saying like even worldwide just irrevocable license. Like, that's the one I see. I feel like they are like getting crafty with the what words they use, because I think they kind of know that creators know the like buzzwords, but if they can like spin it a little bit. So I always try to, there will always be a section with at least once the word usage content usage. So just look out for the usage section, and it should be in there. Or content section, something, a section around content and usage, if they have like crazy terms in there.
And just, use like the Command F feature just to search where these words are being pulled up if you can't find them, just to double check. And honestly, you could also upload your contract into ChatGPT and have it review and ask it for any red flags or like pros and cons, or like, is there anything I should be aware of in this contract? It'll probably pull it up. So you can always do that. Or if you don't know what a word means, look it up or ask chat, like, what does this mean in, you know, this contract, and it'll like explain everything to you. So I think it's so important that we're just educating ourselves and being very aware, because obviously this isn't a new thing really anymore, but brands I think are still trying to slide it into contracts and whatnot. And I feel like if you do have management, they are very, very on top of this. But if you don't, then it's on you, you know, to be very savvy with this lingo that's being used. So really just making sure you're protecting yourself there. And with the whitelisting, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It just is potential opportunity for more money, basically, because again, you are charging for paid usage. So asking the brands, like, how long is this going to run for? I feel like the standard rate is, they typically say like 30% of your standard rate, but I feel like it ranges and it could be anywhere from like maybe 20 to like 50, 60% of your rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on what they're asking for.
Yeah. There's like rates, there's no rule. So you can always go as high as you want and they're going to probably negotiate it down. But yeah. I like to do between like 30 and maybe 60% of the rate you're charging per 30 days. So if they want 90, then it's that times three. And they'll always negotiate it down if that's like too much for them, but you can really potentially make a lot more. So I do like when brands want to do whitelisting, and I'm also like pretty honored by that, especially if they're gonna pay the rate that I'm asking for, because that means they really, really liked the content. And that's kind of like an indicator for me, like, okay, brands really like this type of content or whatever. And like, also I feel like they're gonna keep working with you if they are paying that extra fee to run your content as ads. So yeah, definitely not a bad thing, like you said.
Yeah, I feel like it's just really opportunity. I feel like it, if you're just not aware of this kind of situation, it can be scary. But if you get comfortable with the terms and like the lingo that's being used, it can be turned into a really good opportunity. And then if they don't want to pay the rate or the whitelisting or anything, then that just gets removed from the contract. So you don't even have to worry about it at that point. So
yeah,
then you're still kind of protecting yourself from that. So honestly, I feel like either way is kind of a win-win, but you can definitely like take that opportunity, like Danielle said, and turn that into more money. Because I feel like if they are, if it's not like a generic contract they're sending out and they're just sending it to anyone, but they are genuinely interested in boosting your content because they know what kind of content you're going to make, then that is a good thing and they should be willing to pay it and can potentially negotiate with you on that rate. But then that's just more money in your pocket. So definitely worth asking about and remembering that when you are in contract negotiations, like, it's okay to ask questions and negotiate back and forth. Like, a lot of contracts are not signed on that first exchange. So, and that's very normal. So don't forget that. Yeah. And then finally, basically just invoicing the brand once they know, once you know that they use your content and you have your receipts. I feel like this is the hard part because, like, as creators, I feel like our first response is to feel bad for sending this invoice because it's just not a fun situation to be in. But again, you have to protect your image and your brand and get the money that you deserve. So at this point too, like, most brands know it's not okay. And I think depending on your relationship with the brand, if it's a small brand, big brand, whatever, you can decide if you want to send that invoice or not. Like with me and Tony Bianco, the first time I decided not to send it to continue the relationship and just have faith and trust that it wouldn't happen again. And unfortunately, it did happen again. So
yeah,
then you lose trust and then you just stop doing that. But you just have to kind of evaluate your own situation and how you're feeling. But I think overall, like, it's kind of like the brands got caught and then they're like saying sorry, and it's more they're of the mindset of like, ask for forgiveness, not permission. And then they get caught. So then you send the invoice and then they play the whole, oh, well, we didn't know, we're so sorry, oh, this was an agency, this wasn't us, like, we'll make note of that and not use your content again. And like, that is all great, but like, there's still an invoice to send because the content was used.
Especially if it was longer, if it was like 30 days, like, come on.
Or like an email blast. Like, you have no idea how big this email newsletter is. If it's like 10,000 people, 50,000, 100,000, like, you have no idea how many eyes were just on this content. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, they didn't pay for any of it. So it's just disheartening. And you just have to hold yourself and your business to a higher standard and not accept things that, you know, are taking advantage of you. And you don't want to let yeah. things slide and leave money on the table. And just remembering, like, this is a business and you deserve to get paid what you're owed. You're going to feel a lot better in the long term. And I feel like just going to keep building these little pillars of trust with yourself and your business. And I think it also will just in turn make you take yourself and your content a lot more seriously, and brands will like stop taking advantage of you. So,
and creators as a whole in general, yes, it helps the industry when you do this.
Totally. Yeah. 100%. So yeah, if a brand does push back though, you can, like we said, consult a lawyer, see what their thoughts are, see realistically like what it would take. You could also file a copyright report with the platform.
I've done it like a few times before, just when I'm in like a petty mood, and unfortunately I feel like the process is so tedious and frustrating. It's almost kind of like discouraging to fill up the form, because if you go on Instagram and you like a report and then copyright infringement, then it gives you this number, and then you have to go and fill out a complete like a copyright form, and then it asks you like what account is copying you, a link to the content, and then you have to link your account, and then you have to find that content that they are copying, finding that link. And like sometimes I feel like people like repost my videos from like 3 years ago, and I'm like, how am I supposed to find this link on my profile unless I have time to sit there and scroll, which sometimes I do. And then so you have to scroll, find the direct link to your content that they stole, upload that, and like I think you can upload screenshots too, and then you have to say like if you own it, and like have you tried to contact them, and like ask them to take it down. It's like a whole
I feel like this report. Is like it's
no, it is
really okay. Like I think I've reported an account for pretending to be me.
This is like when you do a piece of content.
Oh, okay,
a specific like if someone reposts like my freaking walking videos from like 2 years ago get reposted on those like inspo accounts or like faceless digital marketing accounts all the time, and sometimes I'm just pissed off, so I'll fill out a form. And then you just have to like fill out all these things with links and dates and like proof, basically, which I get.
Interesting.
But it's like a whole thing where it like actually takes time to go.
Have you ever seen it be taken down?
Yeah, they just take the video down, but it's like that took me 30 minutes plus to fill this form out.
Yeah, it's like you gotta have time
to get. Yes. Okay, and then how many are, and then what if you have multiple forms to fill out? Like,
yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's very annoying. I've only done it where I report an account because they're literally like just reposting my content, pretending to be me. And that process takes so long. I remember I did this literally, I want to say in December, like something like over 6 months ago. And I randomly got a notification that they didn't find anything wrong with the account. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, so I don't know. Hopefully they take it a little bit more seriously and also make the process a little bit easier. I feel like if you have, I mean, I guess it's hard to prove like who, but not really. Like as long as you have the screenshot of like you posting it first, I feel like that's kind of evidence enough, but I don't know. Maybe there's a lot that goes into it. Right. And it's literally you, like send a photo of your license, maybe your ID, and like, this is me. I don't know.
Well, then you also like check a box, like saying like, I certify that like all this information is accurate under like the law and whatever. So obviously you can't be faking it, because then you'll probably get in trouble if you do that. But
yeah,
I've also done that on Etsy too, because these are still a thing where they like sell content banks. So I like randomly went on, and this girl like had messaged me, and she was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea like this was stolen content, like your content was in it. And I was like, hi, like no worries, like I know it's not your fault, but like by chance can you share like which Etsy shop you got this from? And luckily she did, and then I went and filed like a copyright whatever, and had to like file this whole thing with Etsy, and they like took down the listing. But I'm like, How many have they sold? Like, how much money did they make off this? Like,
right.
These content banks have, like, 500 videos in them of just, like, a bunch of stolen content. Like, it's crazy that, like, Etsy lets them do this. And I was, like, so frustrated at that point. I, like, messaged their customer service, and I was, like, it's so crazy you guys let this content, like, be for sale on your website. I'm going to hire, like, legal and get all of this taken down. Like, this is all stolen copyright infringement. Like, And they were like, we totally understand. Like, we monitor as best we can. But yeah, here, feel free. Here's our legal department's information. Like, they'll be able to, like, respond and, like, help fix the situation. Definitely very interesting.
That is really interesting. I feel like they also know no one's going to, like, take the time to, like, I don't know. It's just, like, so much work, and I think people take advantage of that. But hopefully that changes soon, because I feel like it's just going, like, it's, like, everywhere right now. So,
well, I feel like for you, like, what you said, the accounts that are, like, literally impersonating you, hopefully the thing we talked about at the beginning of the episode, the AI situation, the will hopefully
especially with that. Verified accounts, like, if my like, I pay for the Meta verification, and, like, if people are paying for that, like, you are verified as the person you are, like, you had to send in a photo of your ID and everything like that, so clearly you do own the content and it's you. So I hope that's, like, something, first of all, they add into Meta verification.
Right.
Because, like, that would be an amazing perk to actually be paying. Like, it would really make more sense with what we're paying for, too.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. And I just think at the end of the day, remember, like, this isn't about being difficult. It's about being smart and just protecting your business and your value and just, like, standing on business at the end of the day. Because if it continues to happen and creators don't speak up, brands are just going to continue to do it. So, you know, when the brands do push back and, like, you have to file these reports and you have to, like, unfortunately consult with a lawyer or, you know, call them out on social media, none of it's comfortable. It doesn't feel good. You don't want to be doing it. But also, side note, if you're really in a mood, call them out on LinkedIn, because they will be so unhappy. I have done this from experience. Call them out on LinkedIn. Tag every person that you can find from the brand, tag the owner, tag the CEO, tag the CFO, tag the COO, tag the entire C-level suite, and post it and be like, I've attempted to reach out to this brand. They stole my content. I sent them an invoice. They refused to engage and communicate with me. And I just don't, as a creator, this is really hard to deal with, you know, in the industry, and it's not fair. So, like, calling this brand out, you will get a response. So fast. I am telling you, like, I feel like these brands, like, their LinkedIn profiles are, like, their prized possessions.
Yeah.
So if you go in there and you tag them, it'll be the first thing that shows up on their profile, and you will get some responses. So
yes,
there are always ways to go about this and different ways to handle it. Obviously, we're always starting out very, like, polite, professional, like, again, hey, so happy you loved the work. I bought this because I love it too. And then going into the usage, and then depending on how the brand reacts is, like, obviously the different strategy you'll have to take with approaching the invoice and getting the money you deserve. But in my opinion, I think it's worth it. I've spent the money trying to do it and, like, learn more and, like, get educated on it, because it's such a complex, interesting situation to be in. But I don't know, for me, I feel like it's worth it. So
yeah totally.
So yeah, hopefully this episode helps you guys out, because, again, we've been seeing it happening so much, people talking about it, or just being confused about usage in general. So just knowing your worth, knowing what everything means, and how to really protect your content, I think, is what it's coming down to in your brand and whatnot. And just being in the know and being educated, I think, is the best thing you can do for yourself and your business. So
yeah,
hopefully this helped you guys. And just little tidbits we shared here and there. But to wrap this episode up, do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week, her handle is at nokkyungg.kit. I think her name is Nock. And I actually met her in the wild this week. I met her checking into a hotel. And it was so exciting to meet a supportive queen out there. She is a chic little San Diego girl. She has really, really good style, and she was genuinely just so sweet. I really appreciated that she came up and said hi. She messaged the Influence Community account afterwards, and I don't know. I feel like that made my day, and I just loved meeting her. She's so sweet. So shout out to you, Nock. You were so lovely to me.
Yes, we appreciate the support so much and love when you guys come say hi or message us or just interact mm-hmm. in any way. We appreciate it so much. And yes, her content is stunning and yes. so cute. And it just, I feel like it gives that like effortless, chic, colorful vibe. I don't know. It's yeah. just so good.
Cute.
So yes, thank you so much. But that is it for our episode this week. Thank you guys for listening. We love you so much and hope you have an amazing week and first week of October, which is so crazy. Happy so October crazy. This week. And yeah, we will chat in our next episode. Bye guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.